Hi everyone, it's Jo. I just thought I'd do a little rambly-boo really about the first day of a singing weekend that I'm taking part in. A couple of weeks ago I did an interview with a lady called Christine Richman, who is originally from Switzerland, and her and her husband, along with another man called Mick, do a singing weekend once a year. And they now do it at the Cliffden Hotel, which is one of the Vision Hotels, and it's the one that's 10-minute walk from my house. And when I interviewed Christine, she said, "Oh, are you going to do the singing weekend? Are you going to come along?" And I went, "Oh, no, I am no singer, and not since I was at school and singing in choirs, really." And she said, "Oh, go on, you know, give it a go. And I kind of went, "Oh, okay then." And I had decided to go. So I went along this morning, and I had to be there for 10 o'clock. And there's a summer house in the grounds of the Cliffden Hotel. For those who don't know, it sits in about 6 or 7 acres of grounds, the hotel. And there's a summer house which they hire out for occasions and sometimes have weddings in the grounds of the Cliffden, because it's just a lovely setting, I suppose. So we all sat down, and we sat in our sections: sopranos, altos, tenors and bass. So we do have some chaps. There's about six guys, I think, including Christine's husband, Larry. And they're a great bunch. It's about 16 or 17 of us, including Christine and Larry. But I'm not going to name too many names, because I know I'll miss people out. But Kay is on the singing weekend, Kay Dear. She's Kitty Cat 84, I think it is, off Audio Boo and Twitter. There's a lady called Lillian McCarthy, who went to the same school as me before my time, if I remember rightly. There's a lady called Miriam I've been chatting to. She sits next to me in the sopranos. So we did 2 hours of singing this morning, 10 till 12, and oh, we had a 15-minute break in the middle, and we had water and everything. But we're singing all sorts. There's a song that's very, very popular in Switzerland, we're singing it in Swiss. I'm assuming it's Swiss. I'm trying to think what it's called. Poem, I think it is. But I think it's like a praise song. Christine did translate it for us, but we've done that much today that it just all got all jumbled up. So we did that. We did a hallelujah song, which is all the different, you know, different parts, but it's just singing the word hallelujah, but in different ways and everything. And then there's I call it the la la song, but you're just kind of doing la's and lies and things. And again, it's all done in different parts, so it's all layered and sounds good. Then we've got a sea shanty, Haul Away Joe, which is quite apt for me, which is quite fun. And we've also got one, there's a lady called Marjorie from Scotland, and I know her already, met her a few years ago at the hotel, and she is on a course to be a choir master, I think it is, and so she wanted the practice. She needed to teach a choir that she hadn't taught before, so Christine agreed for Marjorie to teach us a song. And basically what it is, it's done in a round, if you all remember doing London's Burning or Frère Jacques from school and things like that. So what we do, we're split into four groups. One group is the Chariots, and they're singing Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. And the next group is, we call ourselves the Singers, that's my group I'm in. And we're singing I'm Gonna Sing, which I'd not heard, I don't think, until today. And then the next group are the Saints, and they're singing, you guessed it, When the Saints. And then the next group are the Trains, and they're singing This Train Is Bound for Glory, I think, yeah. And so we all do it in a round. We all sing each song together first, then we sing it in a round, and then we all finish off by singing the train song. So we've got the chariots, the singers, the saints and the trains. So that's quite fun. That's really up tempo and really good fun. But it's a real mix of songs, and it's interesting. And there's some very, very good singers in there, some very strong voices. There's people like me who haven't sung since they were at school. And then there's people who are in big choirs where in their hometowns and things, and very experienced singers. So it's a real mix, but it's good fun. It's great. So what's going to happen is we finished at 12. So I went home for a few hours, and Rob and I went and did a bit of shopping, and then had a bit of a relax. And then I was back at 3, and we did 3 till 5. And we are the same tomorrow, 10 till 12 and 3 till 5. And then on Sunday morning, we are going to sing in one of the local churches during communion. So we're going to be the choir that sings during communion. Then we've got another practice in the afternoon, and then we are doing a performance at the hotel Sunday evening. And then Monday morning, I think there's just a little debrief, which is just basically, I think, for everybody to say bye to each other and maybe swap details and things like that. But it's not something I would have ever, ever considered. I've never considered myself a particularly good singer or adept singer or anything. And it takes me completely out of my comfort zone, which I don't think is a bad thing from time to time. But I got chatting to John, who is, I got to know John through VI Talk. He joined VI Talk, so that's nice. And his wife or wife to be went to our school as well, so it's a small world. So I've been chatting to him, and then I was chatting to Miriam and had a little chat with Lillian. So it's nice. It's a nice group. Everybody seems to get on nicely. Everyone except for myself and a lady called Andrea. They're all staying at the hotel, but Andrew and I live in Tynmouth, and Christine and Larry, of course, they live in Tynmouth. So we're just going each day for the sessions, but everyone else is staying at the hotel and hopefully having a nice weekend and everything, and getting to know each other in the bar at night, I suspect. So yeah, so I just thought I'd tell you about the first day, but isn't something I would have ever envisaged doing, but it's something different. I'm hoping to get some little interviews, or well, interviews sounds too formal, but some casual chats with some of the people taking part, and I will put them on, they'll be put on the VI Talk channel and posted to Facebook and Twitter as well, so that people can get a flavour from some of the other people, not just me. And then Larry, Christine's husband, does recordings so that anyone can have copies, and they're going to give me a copy to put up on the channel as well. So if anybody wants to know what kind of things happen on the singing weekend, what kind of music it is, if you might be interested maybe in taking part next year, then everything, I'll let you know when everything's on the channel and you can pop along and have a listen. And if you've any questions, feel free to get back to me, because I think there's a lot of people that singing is something that as VIs we can take part in fully. Christine provides all the words in large print or braille. She does that all herself. She knows braille. So that's really good. So as soon as you get there, you're comfortable because you've got all the words. You're not relying on memory. So that's nice. And she's a lovely lady, and her husband Larry is lovely as well. So yeah, as I say, if anyone wants to know any more details, then feel free to get in touch. But I shall speak to you all soon, because I'm shattered. I don't know whether it's 4 hours of singing or whether I'm just getting old, but I'm tired, so I'm going to hit the sack. I'll speak to you all soon. Take care. Have a good weekend.